You're listening to SBS News.
Authorities have been warning that Monday was going to be a challenging day. Andrew Crisp is Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner.
This is a high-risk day for Victoria. This is a day we do not often see. Our state is dry. It is going to be very hot. It is going to be very, very windy. People, get out now. If you don't, you've got to stay across the conditions and listen to those warnings through the day.
Two bushfires near Ansay and Tambo Crossing joined at the southern end and were very active with extreme fire behaviour. Mr Crisp says a forecast southerly change coming through won't reach the fire fronts until very late tonight, bringing a new set of problems.
Not on our fire grounds until about midnight, definitely much, much later this evening. That has the potential to create huge issues for us.
About 30,000 tourists at Lake's entrance in Victoria and thousands of residents in the area were told on Sunday to leave. Lake's Entrance Recreation and Camping Reserve caretaker Darren Martin told the ABC the message to leave had not quite stuck with holidaymakers.
We could have up to 280 people in the park. Most of them decided not to leave yesterday and they got the message. Our advice was only the same as what anyone else. So as the caretakers, we didn't have any emergency services or anyone coming in giving us any more advice than just the generic text message that went out to everybody. So we couldn't give any advice other than what the message was. Yeah. So that was then up to the people to make their own decisions.
Authorities say it is too late for visitors now to leave the area. Burnsdale Fire Service Incident Controller Ben Rankin says while the lake's entrance area is a relatively safe place to be, it would be dangerous for people to attempt to take to the roads.
We didn't want people moving around the roads on today, particularly because of the high risk of fire movement and impact to the roadways would see impact on visitors, so we didn't want that to occur.
The County Fire Authority says several blazes have merged into one fire that's 100,000 hectares in size and the perimeter is a big risk. Mr Rankin says firefighters and crews are well positioned to protect communities.
Other parts of the state have come in to help and support our fire effort here. And we've got 13 strike teams plus some other CFA teams in the freehold as well for asset protection. And they've also come from all various parts of the state to support us through this really hot weather and this bad day today.
Temperatures in Victoria were forecast to reach 40 degrees on Monday with a total fire ban in place across the state and extreme fire danger ratings in most regions. Tasmanians have been urged, meanwhile, to remain alert to fire risks as the temperature was also forecast to reach 40 degrees in Hobart. Thunderstorms and wind gusts of 80 to 90 kilometres an hour were also forecast. Tasmania's Chief Fire Officer Chris Armand says it's very dangerous.
These are extreme conditions and sometimes they can get away. So people need to know what to do right now if they get a fire. They need to enact their bushfire survival plan and know where their neighbourhood safer places are if they're in unfamiliar territory.
Meanwhile, the heatwave will make for a dangerous New Year's Eve in New South Wales, with temperatures expected to climb past 40 degrees in parts of Western Sydney. A bushfire is continuing to burn south of the Western Australian goldfields, which could threaten homes. And there's also a severe thunderstorm warning for South Australia, which could add to that state's fire risk. Alan Lee, SBS News.